Whoever carefully recites the mysterious appearances of the Lord with devotion in the morning and in the evening gets relief from all miseries of life. Purport. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Personality of Godhead has declared that anyone who knows the principles of the transcendental birth and activities of the Lord will go back to Godhead after being relieved from this material tabernacle. So simply knowing factually the mysterious way of the Lord's incarnation in this material world can liberate one from material bondage. Therefore, the birth and activities of the Lord, as manifested by Him for the welfare of the people in general, are not ordinary. They are mysterious. And only by those who carefully try to go deep into the matter by spiritual devotion is the mystery discovered. Thus one gets liberation from material bondage. It is advised, therefore, that one who simply recites this chapter of Bhagavatam, describing the appearance of the Lord in different incarnations, in sincerity and devotion, can have insight into the birth and activities of the Lord. The very word vimukti, or liberation, indicates that the Lord's birth and activities are all transcendental. Otherwise, simply by reciting them, one could not attain liberation. They are therefore mysterious, and those who do not follow the prescribed regulations of devotional service are not entitled to enter into the mysteries of his births and activities. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nittinamine Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Govaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. This is really the active morning class. No, please, Ganesham, please kindly join the endeavor. What are we preparing, if I may just know?
It's the invitation for the student program.
Ah, oh yeah. The starving student. Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah.
And we have to put a new label on there because it was made for last semester. It's outdated, but
printed
on there,
so we put a new sticker with a new
date, starting date.
Oh, wonderful.
It will definitely keep us awake.
Yeah, yeah, wonderful. Yes, I actually know.
The best part is at the very bottom of the...
Yeah, I'm just feeling the veggie dinner is done in cooperation with a small collective of Hare Krishna monks who walk around in saffron robes, smile a lot like Radha Vallabha, and appear to have nothing better to do all day than chant on little beads. Oh, that would be nice if they would do that.
Yeah.
And eat amazingly good food. Wonderful. Hare Krishna. Good. So, while you are busily active in the preparation of different services, please give this your good listening. Whoever carefully recites the mysterious appearances of the Lord with devotion in the morning and in the evening gets relief from all miseries of life. So this is one of the many pieces or places in the Bhagavatam where blessings are given to those or offered to those who are actually entering into what we could call therapeutic listening. We as conditioned souls are definitely very much covered and very unqualified in various ways. But if the conditioned souls can listen to the wonderful narrations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in a very cautious and careful way, this covering of ignorance can be removed very, very nicely. It's really almost like a medicine which is powerfully injected through the ear. This kata, or this hearing, is working like a medicine whose effect is very difficult to describe. In Sanatana Goswami's writing, there appears a very interesting comparison. It says the messages about Krishna are so powerful that they work really like a medicine which is a little distance, which is even working from the distance. Apparently there are medicines which you just put, let us say, 1 meter from the patient, and because they smell so powerfully, Hari Namananda looks very interested at this moment, they work from a distance. Apparently in the Ayurvedic narration there is this medicine which works by smell. Yeah, so someone who just comes and let me say accidentally sits in the Bhagavatam lecture and hears about Krishna just accidentally from afar, so to say, sometimes he also sees great results happening in his life. There is many stories. For instance, this one where a thief was just passing by the Bhagavatam, and he thought, I don't know why he thought, maybe he had really stolen something heavy, and he thought, let me do something pious. So the thief just sat on the edge of the Bhagavatam kata, and he just happened to be still very busy, maybe like you. Continue, please. He just mentioned to capture one phrase only. That is, if someone offers a flower to Lord Narayan, he is liberated. He only, the rest he couldn't listen to. It just didn't catch his attention. Hare Krishna. It was time for him to give up his body. The Yamadutas came and captured him. He died. He was brought before Yamaraj and asked, now, what do you wish to get first? The good results from your spiritual activities or the bad results from your thieving? And he said, well, I first get my good karma. And so as a result, he was transported to the heavenly planets. And there in the heavenly planets, before the town of Amaravati, that is Indra's capital, he saw a field of flowers. And do you know what he did? He ran into the field of flowers, picked one flower after the other, and threw it in the air like this, and said, Om Narayanaya Namaha. Om Narayanaya Namaha. Om Namaha. He picked so many flowers, more even than our talented flower crew this morning has at their disposal. He threw them in the air, offering them. So when his 1 second at the heavenly planet had elapsed, which was a result of his good activities, the Yamadutas came and said, it's time to go now. The other part of the deal is waiting for you, hellish punishment. Then this man was so absolutely secure, he said, no, you misunderstood. I have now accrued much, much more benefits than you can imagine. I have offered the flowers to Lord Narayan in abundance. So now I go to this water world. Goodbye, Yamadutas. So the many such narrations which tell us about the amazing qualities of listening. And with this in mind, I feel encouraged to address all of you this morning, hoping that something will go into your ear and your heart. We will continue with our little lecture series of verses describing Giriraj. I'm very, very happy to see it. So much material about Giriraj that we are very happily busy with this. You remember last time when we heard about Giriraj, we read some very nice verses about his glories. And now we will continue with reading these verses. We will hear some verses which describe the atmosphere around Giriraj. Who of you, if I may ask, has visited already Giriraj? Prabhuji, you have not visited Giriraj? Not?
No,
ma'am. Not yet?
Not yet.
Please make a plan in your mind. You? Not yet? Krishna, my Lisa, Ramji, no? Yeah, Om, Krishikesh. Yeah. Hare Namananda? Yes. Yagya has. Matthew? You have been everywhere. Yes, also South India, I believe. Ganesha was it. So, the beautiful atmosphere is there. And believe it or not, in a few days, Yagya Purusha Prabhu and myself will be able to bathe our exhausted minds in the atmosphere of this best of all hills. Snatva sarasva susamira hasti. Samira means a good breeze. Yatraeva nipadi paragaduli alolayan ketali charusashri govadano medishatam abhishtam. Here the breeze is compared to an elephant, you know, like an elephant which can go and bathe in a lake and refresh itself. The elephant of a pleasant breeze bathed in the nearby lake, and then it came out of the lake in a cool way. Cool, not in the American usage of the word, but in a slightly, how do we say, cold way, you know, refreshing way. So the breeze, pleasant breeze, went into the nearby lake and then carried some refreshing qualities with it, then it took the pollen which were there in the kadamba trees and other flowers and gracefully placed there. This means a very cooling and fragrant breeze is all the time around Giriraj. May Govardhan Hill fulfill my desires. But there are other fragrances which are there. There's the sweet fragrance of the musk deer and very natural scents. Now these breezes, the best of the breezes and this fragrance from the musk deer, can you imagine what they do? They please Radha and Krishna. They carry a very pleasant, pleasing atmosphere. I have heard there's one little palace on Vashana, and in this palace, right before the palace, there used to be a flower garden. So the king who lived in the palace had his bedchamber next to the flower garden so that in the night the breeze would take the fragrance of the flower garden and blow it into his bedchamber. And then he would have a very, very fragrant night. This was how the Indian architects built the buildings for a maximum of refreshment. So this wonderful scent may make the Lord very calm and relaxed. Then around Giriraj there are many wonderful deers who hear the flute sound of Lord Krishna playing in his beautiful on this beautiful flute, and who therefore come to search for Lord Hari, following the path of his flute usage. But the astonished deer can unfortunately not find Lord Krishna. Can you imagine why they can't find Krishna? I mean, this flute sound is there, and they follow the path of the flute. It should be possible to find Krishna. When you are a deer, you know, they have these big ears. What is the problem? Why can the deers... I'm sorry? They become so bewildered. That's a very good explanation here, Purusha Prabhu. It is described in the Bhakti Rasayana Shlokas that they faint and build... You know, they fall on top of each other. They are piles of deers. Because Krishna's flute song is so absolutely charming. Another reason might be because Krishna is sometimes in the caves of Giriraj. So how to find him in the cave? It's not very easy. It's covered, and he may hide there because he wishes to be together with the most beloved of all the gopis, Srimati Radhika. So then Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, after explaining this indescribable paradisic scene, tells us, Yatrai vagangam anuna vidadham aroyamatyeto nimak nanoka krishno hiradanu galo babosa govadano medishatam abhishtam. As the divine couple travelled on the Ganges there, the boat began to sink in the middle. Krishna was splendidly handsome as Radha clung to his neck. May Govardhan fulfill my desire. Now, this is a very, very wonderful pastime which took place around the Giriraj scene. And we have often, when we were on the Govardhan retreat, talked about this pastime, but because we are here in New York, I would like to talk about it also. Please keep in mind that this listening to these divine appearances, pastimes of the Lord, is like wonderful, powerful medicine which will relieve you from the miseries of material life. And so, earlier I had said that the only way to come to Govindakund or cross the Govardhan hill was through Dhangati, but I told you only the half truth. I did not want to tell you at that time the full truth, fearing that you would be overwhelmed by it. There is another path or another way to cross the Ganga, and that is on boat over the lake Manasi Ganga. Now, I'm very sorry that I purposefully misled you, but I feared this would be too much information at once. So the gopis would either go through this narrow valley in Dhangati, or they would go by boat over this beautiful lake Manasi Ganga to the other side of Govardhan. So once the beautiful gopis had milk products. I brought very wonderful milk products which they wanted to sell in Mathura. That's the other side. Huh? They were there in Vashana, but now they wanted to sell it in Mathura. And they therefore wanted to go by boatway, cross by the boat, the Manasi Ganga. They arrived at the bank of the Manasi Ganga and looked for a boatman, but there was no boatman available. Near and far, no one was there except for this one very ancient, odd-looking old boat, which they had never seen before. They became aware of this boat and approached it. And there was a boatman who was sitting in a black cloak. Do you know what is cloak? Cloak is umhang. Yes, like a cape. And everything looked quite black about him. So the gopi said, we need to go to Mathura. Can you please tell us, take us over the boat, by your boat? Oh, it's a very old boat, said the boatman. I can't guarantee for the safety of this passage. So, Krishna, the gopi said, but there is no other boatman, and we need to bring these milk products over the Manasi Ganga. Try, and you know, it will work. It will work. They were very eager. So the boatmen all said, "All right," and began to give them different places. And then he started to row the boat across the Manasi Ganga. Now, as they arrived in the middle, the boatman said, "I'm extremely tired from this hard effort which I have put into rowing this boat. Please, kindly, be so good to feed me a little of your milk products." "Oh, no, they are for sale," said the gopis. "Well, if you don't give me something, I am so weak, I can't bring you across. I am the starving boatman." So, at this moment, Some of the gopis began to smile. They said, all right, here is the sweets, and here is the yogurt, and here is the cheese. You kindly eat. And he ate. And after he was eating, he said, oh, this was a very satisfying meal. But now, Brother Sleep is also there. I feel extremely tired and in need of some sufficient amount of rest. So he began to stretch out at the beginning of the boat. Is it called the helm of the boat? Yeah, the helm of the boat. And he began to take a solid rest. As he was resting, clouds began to assemble over Manasiganga, the clouds of a weather storm. Oh, a storm was brewing up in the sky. The gopis quickly woke up the boatsman and said, "Hey, boatsman, this is a very difficult, dangerous situation. Please row quickly, otherwise we are surprised by the thunderstorm." So the boatman very unwillingly began to row, very tired. And that moment when he said, "I'm very tired," the boat sprung leak. Do you know what this means? A hole came and the water came in. Now the boatman apparently was not very much troubled by this, but the gopi said, "We are sinking." "Yes, the boatman, I told you before, this is a very old boat. It is not in good condition to cross this dangerous lake. Please throw away your milk products, and please throw away these jugs, clay jugs filled with yogurt." "Oh no," said the gopis. "Oh no, it is the only possibility to escape our sure death," said the boatsman. So as he was saying this, the gopis felt there was something unusual about the boatsman. He seemed to be so mischievous. He seemed to derive great happiness out of their misery. Then the storm increased in intensity. Finally, a flash came flashing down and for just a fraction of a second, this flash lighted up something very unusual. From underneath the cloak, a ray of light flashed back, answering the lightning which came from the sky. It was reflected from the jewel-beset Anandini flute of Lord Krishna. And then the gopis saw that unmistakable sign of the flute, that, you know, where the light was reflected. They know, "Oh Krishna, you mischievous Krishna, you brought us again in trouble." Krishna said, "I'm a simple boatman. Don't compare me with this son of Maharaj Nanda." But it was too late. His disguise was over, and the gopis were severely chastising him. But the storm increased and increased and increased. The waves were very, very intense. So that finally, Srimati Radharani, in the greatest of troubles, rushed forward to her beloved Lord and embraced him to the neck to take full shelter at him. So this is described in this verse. As the divine couple traveled on the Ganges there, that's the Manasi Ganga, the boat began to sink in the middle. Krishna was splendidly handsome as Radha clung to his neck, may Govardhan Hill fulfill my desire. Huh? This is the scene which was described here. Now you might ask yourself, if there is anything which we can learn from such a wonderful and very, let me say, amorous pastime on our level. The acharyas have always explained Krishna Leela also on the level of the conditioned soul. For instance, when Lord Krishna steals the cloth of the unmarried gopis, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has commented that for the surrendered soul, Lord Krishna steals the sheets of ego which cover us like the cloth. So also here in this Leela, Lord Krishna actually wants to show his dear devotees that full surrender unto him is what he wishes. That's why he asked the gopis to dispose of their milk products, which they wanted to sell in Mathura, and just throw it in the Manasi Ganga. No need to make independent plans of Lord Krishna. In this way, he brought a strong message of full surrender to us. See, when we hear these Krishna Leelas in an attentive way, and we go into the situation very carefully, we will be able to derive some very nice benefit and get these very deep spiritual points. Very cool. So the Ashtakam ends with the benediction which Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur composed in a ninth verse. You know, we started our lecture by saying, whoever carefully recites the mysterious appearance of the Lord with devotion in the morning and in the evening gets relief from all miseries of life. It's therapeutic hearing, in other words. It's good for us, and it's usually good because within this pastimes encapsulated is the power of blessing. Here it is the benediction. Etat patek yo haridasavaya. Do you know haridasavaya means the best of the haridasas? Mahanupavashtakam atracheta shiradika madavopa dhapya tasyam savindet achirena sakshat. May the reader of these 8 verses glorifying Lord Hari's greatest servant with a heart melting with pure love quickly attain direct service to the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Madhava. Hare Krishna. So this is the blessing which is encapsulated in this wonderful Ashtaka, this prayer, to quickly reach the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Madhava when we just hear it. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki jai, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.